So we're holding over here on page Yud Ches. Good morning to everyone. Page Yud Ches. We're holding Mil Zareya. Mil Zareya. You got it? Gershi, have a seat. Here, I'll give you. Here we go. Okay, so Oid Min HaPula Shem Sayyei Gidla Tzmachu. So we're learning about different types of actions which help the growth of the plant, of the produce. What's ashka? Watering the plants. Alkei yeshli zayir kishayichlam b'chutz b'makom gedela zrayim. If you're sitting out on the lawn in a place where things could grow, you have to be careful. Shlo yishpech sham eitz mashke. Mishum ze yesh nimnoyim b'shabbos melecho begina. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that one should not sit out on the lawn and drink because it may spill directly onto the ground and then it will cause it to grow. Again, we're talking about in a place where things grow. On a sidewalk, on sand, nothing's growing over there. If it falls down directly, then it's not a grama. And number two, if it's your backyard, it's nichala. You want the grass to grow in your backyard. So one second. Someone who has a sukkah that's sitting on the front lawn or the backyard, kishyeish mayim aligag, when there's mayim on the shlak, tzrichim leizor kishpoyesim gag asukki, you have to be careful when you're opening the roof of the sukkah, shlo yiplu hamayim shalov al azrayim, on the ground. Another example, imayimid kisei bachot b'shas kisham, his chair is sitting out there, and it got filled with water, v'nesfu alav mayim, gathered water, tzrichim leizor kishroitz aleshav alav, you have to be careful, shlo lahavchoy, she's zuvu mimeno amay b'makim tzmich hazroim. They shouldn't pour off where the seeds are growing. Mitam ze yesh nizorim la'anich ketanum lasi tzarchem b'makim tzmich hazroim. Find that. Okay, we'll go back to that. So it goes like this. The point that Sam pointed out, and I think everyone else was itching to point out, is where does grama and where does lenichle come in over here? Right? What's grama? We said that we'll learn the rules as we go along. Grama means it's indirect action. I didn't do something directly. It's a secondary. For example, if let's say I spill the water on the paved driveway, and then the water by itself rolls over to the grass and ends up watering the grass, that's indirect. Right, for me to spill the water on the grass, to pour the water onto the grass, then that's direct. I'm watering the grass. But if I spill the water onto the pave, and then it moves over onto the grass, that's grama. Now, is grama mutter or not? Grama is not always mutter. But I want to go back a step. Then I'm going to take questions. Going back to the case where I'm sitting on the lawn and I'm drinking water. What are we worried about? That maybe your hand will get shaky and it'll fall and spill, or something will happen that will spill. So Sam asked, Ayatzeinim is chavin. You weren't chavin to water the grass. You want to drink that water. Right? So the answer is psik reisha. That's what Gershi meant to say. It's psik reisha, right? Another rule we mentioned last time, that even if it's einim schaven, but if it's automatically gonna, if it's inevitable, it has to happen, then you're gonna be chayv on it, even though it's einim schaven, which is a big chiddush over here, because what are we talking about? You're sitting out there drinking water. How often does water spill? Why is that called psik reisha? It's inevitable that it's going to spill. It's 100%, 99% the chance that it's going to spill. So that's one chiddush that there is in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch assumes that if you're drinking outside, so then it's going to spill, and therefore it's considered like psik reisha. Is it nichle or lo nichle? Meaning we find the difference within psik reisha, if I'm happy about it or not happy about it. So if it's my backyard, or it's the park's garden, and the park you want it to look nice, you go to the park, So then it's nichale. If it's your friend's backyard, maybe that's loy nichale. So maybe then there's more room to move. Okay, so I threw out a lot of things which I want to put together. When it's psik reisha, when it's direct and psik reisha, so then you chay. So we'll assume sitting outside drinking water, it's gonna spill. When it's a grama and I spill it onto the paveway, so then it's a grama which may be mutanat. But when we have grama with psik reisha together, with enem schaven together, then it's muta. When I'm pouring the water on the paveway. On the paved
pavement.
On the pavement, right. Pouring the water on the pavement. So then it's a grama. Plus it's ain't a mischavin. I'm not having kavan to water my grass. Even though it's gonna happen and I'll be happy maybe about it. But it's a grama with ain't a mischavin together is mutter. So I should take the chair, dump the water off on a place where it's paved so that it's not a mucking for growth, even though it may drip over. Or I'll tell you another chiddush. Shlak, right? I'll tell you what?
Yeah, that might be nichol.
So then I'm saying make sure you pour it onto where it's paved and then we'll mele go on. I'll tell you another thing.
It's
ain't a mischavin, as long as you're not mischavin. Say it, but it's ain't a mischavin with grama. Again, grama with ain't a mischavin together. Yeah, so therefore if I'm drinking outside, drink by a table. If you right, let's say making a kiddush. So the Shekhar says don't walk around drinking your drink because it'll spill on the ground. If I'm sitting by the table and let's say it spills, we'll fall on the table and then we'll go onto the grass. Okay? Now I want to tell you something else. If you speak to the farmers, they'll tell you that for grass, dafka grass. Certain plants, the water that's on the surface of the ground helps the plant grow. But grass, it has to reach the root of the grass. And it's like 6 centimeters down or 4 centimeters down. Which means a small amount of water falling on the grass is not going to help the grass grow. You need a lot more than that for it to seep down. One second, we didn't discuss that yet. That's the next line. So you need a safer mic. You see the next line. One second. One second. Don't give it away yet. So that's another heter by grass. There's not a lot of grass. A third nekuda is that if it just rained and poured outside, so the ground is already soaked with water. So my water from the shlak that I'm dumping over on the grass is not going to help anything because it's already soaked with water. So it will be mutter to do. But maybe you'll tell me that if there finishes sucking up the water that's there, it's going to use my water, right? So what's the din? So the Hartzvi has a very interesting case. Listen to this case.
It's not your water, it's water the plants chose.
Right, so either we can say it's not your water, but even if it will be my water, eventually it will be my water. The Hartzvi talks about a case where back in the days, they used to have this like pit outside, a hole in the ground, where that's where you threw out all your dirty water. Threw it in today. You didn't have a system in your house, a drain system and all that. So he says, his question over there was, can I dump dirty water into there on Shabbos? What's the question? Because it seeps through the wall of the ground and eventually hits grass. So he says again, that's a grama in Mischavin. So here also, right now my water is not doing anything here. So we have a few atayim over here to empty off the water of the shlak. If the ground is soaked with water, it will be mutter. If I'm doing it, If I'm doing it onto the pavement, and from the pavement it's rolling onto the grass, or if it's a very small amount, like you had a very small amount on the chair, which is not doing anything for the grass because it needs to seep into the grass, it will be fine. Other plants, if you have a tomato plant over there or a cucumber plant, then you, even a small amount may be us. I don't know. I'm not such a bucket.
Right.
Could be a cup of water would be us over there.
Wouldn't be.
By where? By grass not.
Right.
Right. But by cucumber, I don't know. You have to speak to the person. Yeah, but it's not enough to see so far down. But okay, so those are the term there. Now the next, I'll tell you another example in Eretz Yisrael. You ever walk down the street and get hit by one of those sponge chevres? So that when we're learning Hilchos Shabbos, so the it's on you to be careful because it's fine. Okay. So like this. So it comes out on Shviyas, next year Shemitah. So during Shviyas, one of these surim is you're not allowed to water the ground. So they allowed to do sponge.
Clorox.
Forget about the. They're not washing with Clorox. They're washing with regular soap, and it could be good for the ground. So the answer is, use the rules that we said. The answer is that it's a grumma. It's not direct because it goes into the hole, into the pipe, and then goes onto the ground. So even if it's landing in the grass. Say that it's animus chavin. As long as it has to be animus chavin, even though it's a secret, say that. But it's animus chavin with grama will be matzah. Again, you have to be animus chavin. There are some people in Eretz Yisrael that they set up that their pipes of the. Someone told me from Keret Sefer, there's a guy who has worked out that all his air conditioning pipes. All go to his plants outside, so he has free watering of the plants. It's gewaltig, no?
Great move.
Well, the.
They're
totally seized. What?
They're
totally seized. That's right. That's true. Also. So that's Nicholai. That guy who set it up for that, he wants it. Okay. Now about urinating. So let's see the next line here.
Go. What if you have a house or a property that has automatic sprinkler systems and garden shower?
Very good question. Right, the question that was asked was if I have automatic sprinkling systems. So this takes us to a different sugya, which is can I use Shabbos clocks on Shabbos? So the mini guy is that we do use, just like we use it for air conditioning, we use for lights, so we should be able to use for that. And therefore, since I'm not doing any act on Shabbos, I'm not watering in the grass on Shabbos. Now, what some Paiskim were nervous about was that I'm going to be walking by and seeing the sprinklers go on Shabbos morning, watering the grass. I'm going to think that you're allowed to water your grass on Shabbos. And I'm going to water my grass on Shabbos, so I'll water my plants in my house. Because it's not so you do it. It's not known that people water their grass with sprinkler systems. But nowadays, I think since it's so common, everyone has it on, even here in Eretz Yisrael, so you have it on a timer. I think now everyone would agree. I think at least everyone would agree that you could do it because no one's walking by thinking that the guy turned it on Shabbos. He said he'll assume, right? If you saw it gone, what are you going to assume? The guy has an automatic system. So I think by now it's like lights and like air conditioning that we don't have to worry about that.
Maybe a little bit of water that you can't do on purpose, right? That's only if you're on.
Don't do it on purpose, but I'm just saying that if you're drinking something with a small amount, and even if it spills, it's not going to do something for the grass, so then you can do it. Okay. The last line over here, which I guess we'll just read and tomorrow we'll discuss some more, says, you shouldn't let the children urinate. But tomorrow we'll see.